Sometimes we come in here and try to sell the product. Can I just today sell the feeling?
Oh!
The feeling that I get
Let
when I walk into
Kim's.
I'm home, baby! Sometimes, you know, guys, this is weird, but this is how much I love it. I just go there and hang out. I'm like, I don't even need perfume. I don't even need the products today. But you know what? I'm going to hang out with my people since they're good people. You know that place? You know what it's called?
Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, it is.
Proud sponsors of the morning shift.
Because where else?
With Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push!
Give me some!
Let's go! Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
Yeah. The morning shift. Powered by Uno Media.
And everything in between us. Your welcome Wednesday. We here for our morning shifters. From our misters
up
to our sisters
up to.
We back for another show just in case you messed up.
Do the dishes.
It's powered by You Know Media. It's hump day, family.
Hello, wonderful humans. Stay blessed.
Don't stress.
We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show. If you call down under your home, welcome to New Media, the people's media.
Let's move.
Say no more, and yes, that's right, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't, real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one on the charts, hopefully, fingers crossed, we're number one in your heart.
Let's get it, get it!
Short wiggy wee, baby. Hey,
hump day.
I'm excited for today's show, because I know what's on the show. We're going to have some fun, man. Gen Z's, can you slow down a little bit? You're moving way too fast for us. We're just trying our best to keep up. So I don't know if class is going to be in session, but guys, I have some acronyms that these guys are rocking these days, and just... get out your notepads, because, boy, they are moving quick. We're going to talk about that.
Still going to school, eh? Is there still school on, eh? Oh, okay, back to school for the first time for a lot of people.
Wow, you teachers, man.
Is it daddy's girl or mama's boy?
Okay. Chucked out a violent question. Didn't realise how violent it was.
Oh, I knew straight away.
Who's going to be more successful in life, a daddy's girl or a mummy's boy? And the shifters had something to say.
Understood the assignment.
It's a bit deep, that one.
We go into that. Also, it's a Wednesday, so we have to do True News.
That's right. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Brooke.
And this is True News
for you.
What about True News Hub?
No.
Not allowed to. Sorry.
Shutting up. At least 6 months away from that one.
Shutting up.
We also go back to the men's den. Mark, what is the men's den?
It's a chance for us to slow things down and just go a little deeper into some topics. We get that chance thanks to the team at Spates Summit Ultra, who have couches where we go relax into it. We just talk a little deeper on a topic.
That's it. And also, maybe we're a little bit late. We normally do this on Monday, but no time like the present. Cinderella.
Marcel! I'm not going to do it now.
We go back on the hunt for that. That's all on the show, guys. I know, and it's all for free, you lucky son of a guns. But we always start the show with an absolute... Boyb! And Jordan has those honours today.
I do have the honours, and if you know me, you listen to the show, I sing these guys' praises so much. Planet Vegeta, they're a group from Australia, Western Sydney. You get me? Look out. And they just dropped a new project, but they've done buy direct. So they're not on streaming sites. So if you like this song, but I'm just so proud of them. I think they make the best music in Australasia, especially as a group. Let's listen to it.
We go way up. Watch me lay. Up. I just spent 10 days inside the chamber, so I stayed up. Me and all my usos, we not into all that fake stuff. This shit really like when you know you make up. Shopped up when I'm in prayer, tapped in when I call mayor. Westside gentleman, PV, telling him not too elegant, say way too out of him, been on my bag, I swear this shit not fair, cool. No one get close when I get on my tools. Get them all with one shot like dude. Same shit living on deja vu. Really need a map like door and boots. I'ma do this for a lifetime. On my shit when the tide does. Line two word by my side. My side. Ooh, I'ma do this for a lifetime. On my shit till the tide does. 92 word by my side.
Thinking about past me, I had mad dreams like this, so I knew that I'll never go back there. When my pops left, I was young, but I grew. Gave light to a new life, but the same flight, brotherhood 92. I've always said what I mean. You cannot run for the dream. Always got love for my team. My brother, my cousin, my G. My whistle, my people, my steeds. Talk my shit, my chef, my cheese. Don't come close to me and my team. My brother, my cousin, my G. My whistle, my people, my steeds. Talk my shit, my chef, my cheese. Don't come close to me and my team.
Two stepping into a hump day. That is Planet Vegeta. If you'd like to buy that project, you can pay $1 or $20 or $100. Direct to them. You're doing big things. Love those guys. Check them out on Instagram. Link in bio. Planet Vegeta.
Love that. People sometimes say, hey, Brooke, man, you're trying to flex too much with the people, you know. Anyway, this is a cool story for the Planet Vegeta boys. I went to the Warriors the other day, and after the game, I went home with Sean, and that's what he listened to before the game.
Really?
Planet Vegeta.
Let's go.
Got on in the car. I was like, my boy, I'm proud of you. That's yeah, the you right won, flex. But this is a better
that's
one right here.
That's the right
here.
Flex. If Shorty's listening to it.
Before the game. 92, do it different.
Yeah.
Hey. You gotta listen to different to great song for
that. Love those boys.
What up, OG? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't have an obsession with Planet Vegeta, but I do.
Are you sure?
I've got a new obsession.
What a prick.
And they're good. I'm obsessed with the Chinese grocers down the road. Have you guys?
Oh, I've been to the one by your house.
Bro.
I'm not obsessed, but they're good.
I reckon I would have saved around $75 on the grocery bill this week.
Yep.
That's from Costco as well. Oh, you are. Yep.
Yeah, I'm that up. But because the vegetables that they're selling.
Bok choy?
Mate. And in bulk, too. The prices are ridiculously cheap compared to the supermarket. I'm talking, you do your vegetables and your fruit shop at the Chinese grocer. And you might pick up a couple of extras too. And the fruit. And it's all beautiful. And it's like it hasn't been taken storerooms.
You're right.
The Chinese are winning, y'all.
It's an interesting situation.
The Chinese grocers are winning. Asians been winning.
For real. But like, we just don't know. So I keep driving past this place, and it's pretty run down. I'm going to be honest. It doesn't.
That's okay.
I love that though.
Yeah. And there's always this traffic jam trying to get in there. And I'm like, what is going on in there? And then you go through these little plastic, you know, those
old, sir.
Like you're going into a chiller room and they've got those.
Into a lab.
Yeah. And there's these plastic straps that are hang down. You don't know. You open it up and there's just boxes on boxes of stuff that are just stacked everywhere. And then you go through into the grocery section. Woo!
Little ghetto and I love it.
Ah, it smells a little different. It looks a little different.
I'm nose driven. So I go where take me there, and that's the smell when I walk in there, kind of throws me.
And I'm serious. I would have saved.
Shut up, bro.
I would have saved close to $75 just this week alone on groceries, simply by making the effort to go to the Chinese.
Yeah, don't be going to supermarkets for grocery for fruit and veg.
Nah,
I'm money driven too.
Is it a missed opportunity? And I'm not Chinese whānau. Please stay with me here. But do you reckon they should have called it bok choice? Because that is a great vegetable.
It doesn't matter what they call it, Jordan. Everyone's going there.
Bok choice.
And if you're missing out,
I don't know why they didn't feel safe.
But I'm obsessed with it now. I want to go back there today.
Shout out to Tony. Hey, I just want to do a quick one because I only just saw this. Guys, it's daylight savings this Sunday.
Oh.
I am no bearer of bad news. But this Sunday, it is daylight savings. So, hey, that sucks for all of us.
It's
getting a little cold there, man. It's getting a little cold at the moment.
Just seems to dampen the spirit a little bit, eh?
Oh, my God.
But we can't let that happen because Mercury is in retrograde. Until the 25th of April or something like that.
What does that mean?
Look, don't ask questions.
And then on the 25th, and I'm like, August.
You said that in our meeting, questions. And I was
if
like,
if I
what
say
does
Mercury's
mean?
In retrograde, you just shut it.
Yes, Mark.
And listen.
Obviously. Work it out, man.
Oh, maybe I'll talk about it tomorrow. Because I don't really know, so I have to go look it up.
But you used it in the sense that
you're probably
more
prone to feel a bit grumpy, feel a little bit more sad about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably likely to be a little less patient, probably likely to have a bit more arguments. So we're just giving you that time now just to say, look, I know that information, I can do something with that information, and I can
make a formation
in a positive direction. You hear me? Bok choice. Kia ora. Let's get into Daily Bread.
Let's do it.
That's right, folks. Daily Bread, breaking bread
with the news of today.
And today is April 3rd. Welcome back to school, kids. It is the 94th day of the year and 272 days left to get her done.
Get her done!
It's World Party Day today.
Hell yeah! It's a dumb day to do it, but let's party it up.
Actually, more about the food. Party food.
Oh, that was a key part you missed out.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's all about, I guess,
Cheerios.
Celebrating the popcorn.
It's not the government parties.
The lemon meringue popcorn?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, what else? What else do you have at parties?
What are those little red sausages?
Cheerios.
Some of those. They have to be piping hot, though. Cold ones? Yeah.
Fairy bread.
Yuck.
Fairy bread.
What are we, at a five-year-old's birthday party? Come on now. Sausage rolls, guys.
Sausage rolls.
Small little pies.
Oh, jolly drinks.
Oh,
jolly drinks.
Shush your mush.
It's also Weed Out Hate Day. Today is a day to
no.
triumph put love triumphing over hatred and weed out all the hate.
Just
and
for today.
Finally, it is Paraprofessionals Appreciation Day. I don't even know what paraprofessionals are, but apparently it's titles given to people from different fields, such as healthcare, education, law, engineering, or human resource, that are supposed to assist to the main professionals. So we salute all of you paraprofessionals today on International Paraprofessional Appreciation Day.
Yesterday was fact day. I'm a fact. I'm with you.
Love that. Did you see over the weekend Lizzo said she's quitting music in a statement? She put out on her Instagram, she said, "I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want to do is make music and make people happy and help the world be a little bit better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look, my character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this ish. I quit." And with a peace sign.
Damn.
Yeah, some horrible comments on that post too.
Damn, that sucks.
Okay, I'm gonna say it.
Skeptic in me feels like something's coming up.
Jordan's gonna say something. Remember, it's Weed Out Hate Day today.
It's not hate.
Okay.
This is the life, unfortunately, you sign up for when you want to be out here. When you're outside, this is just how it is. Lizzo, what you don't do is write a statement about it. You just leave. That's the best way. And then people go, "Did she leave? Come back." But now that she wrote a statement saying, "I quit," people now are going to go, "See ya." You know what I mean? You just got to leave. And then people go, "Don't leave. Come on back. Come on."
The problem is if they don't go,
"Come on back, Lizzo."
She's like, "I'm here."
For Rizzo.
Well, maybe that's the thing. Is no one said, "Where's she been?" Because she hasn't dropped music in a while. And I love Lizzo. I'll be honest with you. I love Juice. Good as hell.
Honestly,
Truth Hurts. I'm for it.
This goes to like a relationship that's a friendship that's not working out. Sometimes you just got to be like, I'll remove myself. And when you feel my absence, maybe that's when you do something about it.
Oh, you don't know what you've lost until it's gone.
Preach,
my brother. I'm not a fan of Lizzo's music, but bro, I am a fan of her flute playing ability. She is her on the flute.
You don't like the music? I like the music. Mark, can you just bring that down for 2 seconds?
Like, I just don't really like pop music. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Check my next. Baby, how you feeling?
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
Oh, that's a bit of me, man.
I'm good.
Sorry to stop all that we were doing.
No, no, you're good. We get that you're a Lizzo fan, and that makes sense to me.
All right, my... What was that? Yeah, stop yelling at me today.
Hey!
Hey, this might make the... skin on your back shiver, but at least it's not your back. There's a Harvard book that has been removed from their library. It's a 19th century book that the binding had human skin on it.
Ooh.
I know. Now, the book was based around the afterlife.
Product of its time.
Absolute product. No, I'm as gruesome as that is, I thought the exact same thing. So the book, Bound in Human Flesh, was removed last week. Harvard's come forward and said, "Hey, we apologize for this and why it's like that." But the book itself, the skin was taken from the back of a patient in France in the 1800s.
That's crazy.
Put to this book about the afterlife. And was one of the biggest books back in the day. And it's been selling, it's been issued at Harvard for the last 100 years. They've finally taken it out. But they said it's helped with studies. It's helped with like creative sides and get the juices flowing as well.
Yeah.
Which I understand because they move a little
it's
different.
It's called dark magic, brother. All right?
Ooh.
It's not creativity.
Ooh, brother.
It's called dark magic. Let's look into Hollywood. They got some...
I ain't trying to look into Hollywood at the moment.
A couple of blood sacrifices there too, right? Well, let's not get into that.
Anyway, the book was there. The book has been removed, but the book had this poor woman's back in it.
Cool.
I know, bro. I know. It's gruesome. I wanted you guys all to hear that. That's all I got for you today.
And honestly, between that and the bloomin' Lil' Kim poem you did last week.
You can go to hell with that. So many people
have been
like,
it's almost ironic that you're the one that has diarrhea at the moment. Anyway, that is your Daily Bread. Breaking Bread with the news of today.
Talk about my leaky bum like that.
This is the Morning Shift.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for...
Cinderella.
Don't you two ruin this one for me this week.
Why?
I like my one. I like my one.
But honestly, Matt or Mark ruins it all the time.
Well, it's my idea. And I'm sick of having everyone else be part of it. No, no, no. Cinderella or Fella, folks, for those who have just tuned in for the first time or haven't been listening, which is the same thing, is a thing that we do at the start of every month. What we do is we throw out three clues to somebody who we would like to talk to on the show, on the podcast.
That exists.
Basically, think of it as Cinderella or Fella, and the glass slipper are those clues. If the slipper fits, you call us up. You win this great prize, which Jordan will now tell you what it is.
A JBL party box speaker valued at $799. And if you're asking if the prize even exists, it does exist. We put a video on last week on the Shifters page showing that it exists. And yes, we have run a competition saying you can win it, but we weren't happy with
six
it, so
times
we didn't
now.
Give it away.
It's an ongoing
joke. This new media, baby.
We are looking to give it away, we promise. So we will throw out three clues this week. You've got a whole month to get in touch with us. All right, whole month. This lasts for all of April.
Okay. Mark, what are you going to take care of this week?
I'll go age and gender.
Okay. Well, just give us Jordan the occupation. And that leaves me with the scenario this week. Cool bananas?
Cool bananas.
All right. Tell us, Mark.
All right. So this month, we are looking for a male aged 27 years old.
Damn, bro. Open it up, Mark.
What does that mean?
Bro, be like just a male.
Now, you know what? I've got us. I've got us. Because I know what Brooks is and I really want us to win. Your occupation is you have to have a job.
Employed.
Oi, love that. Love
employed.
That. Oi, love that. Two seven.
I got you. It's tough. This current environment.
And what I would like to bring, Shifters, if you can, my credentials that you need if you want to fit in the glass slipper this week is get us an interview with an A-lister. I'm talking LeBron James. I'm talking Beyonce, Chris Hemsworth, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, A-list, not B-list.
Echelons.
You know what makes me happy about this? It shan't be me saying whether it's an A-lister or a B-lister. It'll be you, Brooke.
No, what's going to get us is it's going to be a 26-year-old male.
Yeah,
as opposed to a 27.
What's the likelihood that a 27-year-old dude can hook us up with some kind of A-list Zoom or like meeting?
Yeah, it doesn't have to
and
be.
And they've got
to
have a job.
No one in New Zealand's A-list, by the way.
No, New Zealanders A-listers?
I mean, there are. Izzy's an A-list. He's 100%
A-list. True.
You can make that work.
True.
But Jason Momoa's here, if you can make that work. Jack Black's in town, if you can make that work.
Oh, they don't have to be here, though, right?
But they don't have to
be. We can zoom
here.
In. Can or zoom they can in. Be here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool bananas? Like, kosher? A-list. A-list.
I like what you did there.
Beautiful.
I really like it.
Hey, remember, guys, if the shoe fits, don't wear it.
Share it.
This is the morning shift.
Whew. Oh, Jordan. Is this still playing at Friendles? I remember when it was a go-to for like a long time. Anyway, whoa, that might be bringing up stuff for people. Chuck something out on Facebook this week.
Violent.
I just needed something to bring to the show. Didn't really think it through.
Should've done another poem.
And really? You know what? I am going to do another poem.
Oh, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I will.
I should. No,
you said I should. I will. Shame.
Sorry to derail.
But, you know, I didn't realize this topic would potentially... It can get a little deep. But I don't want us to go too deep, you know? Let's just stay, like, light.
Surface level.
But as a question I threw out there, and I had to have a kind of a metric so that... The premise of the question is basically like, who in life has more chance of being more successful? And even just saying that,
where was this conversation had?
In my mind.
Okay.
In my brain. And the question is, who's most likely to be more successful? I actually said who's more likely to have a high-paying job, but I just feel a little bit weird saying that. So let's just say who's more likely to be... No, actually, let's stick to it. Who's more likely to have a higher-paying job? Mummy's boy or a daddy's girl?
Because there's a metric you can put on it. Success is relative. But you can put a high paying job, you can put a metric around that.
I know. But instantly someone said the gender pay gap thing, and I was like, okay, well, I want to go there. I'm not trying to go there. Like, let's just like keep it entertaining. But the Shifters
definitely a thing,
did come through. And I'll let you guys decide after you hear the Shifters what they had to say.
Okay.
So who's more likely to have a high paying job? Mummy's
You're right over there, my buddy?
Boy or a daddy's girl, sorry. Ariana said, daddy's girl. The placenta's still attached and the cord hasn't been cut for mummy's boys to even have a job. Okay. Ariana.
You better stop yelling.
This is this was like yelling. Third comment.
That felt personal and it felt like an attack.
Ollie Ruby said, personal opinion, I've never met a dad's girl that lacks independence. If anything, she's that and confident. I've met very few mama's boys that can handle hearing no and have independence.
I don't like this. It's like personal attacks.
Let's quickly go around the room now. Like, who do we think we are? That's all, Mark.
Probably a mummy's boy.
Yes, Mark. Oh wait, relax, Brooke.
I think I'm more of a mummy's boy than I would be.
Oh no, but to the question.
Oh well, that's all we can
be,
right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, but I would definitely say I'd be more of a.
I'd say I'm in the center, eh?
Well, you got to pick. You can't look bring at you. This and then sit yeah. in the middle.
I'm just dead down the middle.
Because center was an option.
It's great parenting. Boom, down the middle, that's me.
You got to pick one.
Brooke, what about you?
Get off the fence.
Get off the fence, right? I like the fence. It's warm.
It's also very hard and right up you. Get
I
off
honestly
it.
Feel I'll wear that G-string.
What does that mean?
It's up the middle. Oh. I'll wear that G-string. Brooke. Obviously.
I don't mean to be like, because I understand, like, daddy's girls, how much they can achieve, the backbone that they have.
Talk about it, King.
Basically all the credentials that are in your DNA because however you were brought up. But I mean, come on and look at us right now, mama's
best.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you talk for them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no one wants to wave this flag like we get cuddled all the time. Yeah, we do. We got a nice warm heart with us too. Right? Too much violence going around the world these days. Kill them with the kindness. Alright? We can smile our way to the top. Look at me.
Exactly.
Look at me, yes! People. Sometimes you just got to be the smartest in the room. I said, I'm going to find me two people who are great at their jobs. Okay, I got Jordan and Mark. Boom. Let me ride that coattail. I'm the smartest in the room, people.
Exactly.
I'm the smartest in the room.
Exactly. Brooke's been him for a minute, too. Right. Like, he was him at school.
You're lucky you couldn't see Instagram wanting a thing back then.
Dad talk about mummy's boys like that when Brooke's here. Whee! You fly that flag, Brooke.
I love you, Mum.
Jade Azalea said, daddy's girl, mummy's boy, are genuinely lazy and reliant. At least that's my experience.
I mean, we do. I
far surpassed my brothers in accolades.
Some of these feel so violent.
By the way, for the mummy's boys listening, this is your chance to stand up and go, oh, no way. All right? You go and talk about it with 10 people.
Look, I know in today's day and age, it's like, no, that's not us. I'll fight the fight. No, bro, I'm so glad I get this. Less calluses on my hand. Look, here's how it works in the world, right? As you get older, hold on, something's just come to me. As you get older, your tank of care, you have so many other things. I got a baby now. I got a mortgage to pay. When you're younger, your tank of care is these specific things.
Yes.
But now I'm lucky. I'm lucky that mum loves me. It's not my fault my mum loves me.
King, you're killing it.
Thank you, bro.
Marcini said, daddy's girl. Number one, because the girls are the ones that always look after their parents, so my daughter better get that money and she better not put me into a retirement home. Number two, I'm a mummy's boy and I can tell you right now, my bank account ain't banking. Shush.
I mean, my bank account ain't banking either, but...
Paisa said, mummy's boy, he's going to grind it out for his mum.
Come on.
See, we ain't get enough of those comments.
Come on. How you want to be treated? That's how you find out how he treat his mama. Ain't no disrespect going on around these ways.
Kude actually has some good angles. Kude Smith said, that's a real tough one, eh, bruv? Depends on the parents, I think. If mum wants the best for her son and he's a true mummy's boy, he will do what she wants, how she wants. He'll probably reach his fullest potential.
Come on.
Look at all those African-American pro athletes raised by their single mums. But then a lot of tough, successful women follow in their father's footsteps and/or often succeed as a result of their work, hoping to impress their father or more make their father proud. But again, depends on the parents.
Are you wearing
if they're daddy's
like
girls...
Same thing. Pick a side.
You were in a G-bang. Me and Kade, G-strings today.
G-bangs, baby.
Love that for us. D. Tane said, have one of each, and both are mummy's girl and boy, both challenge each other academically. So I'm in the middle of three girls, and we're all daddy's girls. I'm the only one out here, out of the three of us, though, that are doing the dishes. Narita said, generally healthy parenting wins, coming from a family with two daddy's girls and two mummy's boys. Yeah, she went G-banger too.
Right down the middle.
I don't really know where this is going, except it doesn't matter what you are. You can get it out the mud. All right, you can get it out the mud. You can do the dishes, no matter no matter what your situation is. But I mean, also look at Brooke.
I'm over here sitting.
Don't tell me mama's boys don't make.
With kill them with the kindness.
We're 33
baby.
With a podcast. Peace. The song, bro, it might get me. Wrap it up.
This is the morning shift.
Ooh. What up, my old heads?
What's up, bro?
What's cooking, good looking? That's what we used to say back in the day. Mm. Real cool,
still
saying stuff. Gen Zs, can you slow down a little bit for us old heads? Because you guys are moving way too quick and make us feel like dinosaurs.
Quick and annoying.
Guys, we're the new old heads.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is so scary. Anyway.
What, Gen are you? I've just pulled up the list so I can get out.
Can you actually tell us? Because I actually always forget.
So the greatest generation, the greatest generation was called... well, that's what they were called. They were born between 1901 and 1927. The Silent Generation, born in 1928 to 1945. Did. The Baby Boomer Generation, 1946 to 1964. Oh,
those baby boomers, let me tell you.
Generation X, between 1965 and 1980. Ah,
vibes. They're vibes.
Millennials, that's me. And you. 1981 to 1996.
Wait, so we're in the same bracket? Us?
Yeah.
Like
Jordan and I.
I just scraped into the millennials. I don't mind being Generation X. And then it's Generation Z, born in 1996 to 2012. And then the latest.
But this is the one. I'm trying to be a part of this one.
Gen Alpha. They don't even use Generation. They use Gen Alpha.
It annoys me they got the best name.
Without a doubt.
They got the best name.
Born 2013 to 2025.
If Alphas, if you go back and listen to this as, I don't know, maybe it's a school project or
time
something.
Time capsule us.
Don't mess it up. You guys are given the name. Don't you mess this bad boy up.
We messed you up.
We tried.
No, we're trying to throw you a lob because you guys are messing us up. But there's so many words, abbreviations, just trying to get to things as quick as they possibly can. Old heads, I promise you, pull up your socks. Tighten up your, what are those things called? Those overalls?
Braces.
Bring braces. Out your fax machines and write these down because we're going to help you out.
Fax machines, oh my God.
You guys are moving faster than some people's hairlines, people. I saw this the other day and it said anybody who's 30 or up, strap yourself in because they are moving way too quick for us. It said, I just wanted to update you guys. They using CMP for call me, please. So if your kids hit you with the CMP and you're looking at your phone like, CMP, we're going crumping? We're going camping? What that
CMP mean? Sounds offensive that I can't understand it, eh? Like, CMP just like sounds like it something sounds really offensive.
It ain't, though. Hey, and that might be time of need. CMP.
Seems Ava wants me to crump.
Dad, we're going camping?
Actually, Generation finally. Alpha saying please, that's actually a win.
That's what threw
that's
me.
A win.
That's probably what it was. The other one,
but they're probably being sarcastic.
Because the other one is, it might not be call me please, it might be call my phone.
Oh,
that's it. That's more Gen Alpha.
That's more it. So,
and it's like, call my phone.
Yeah,
I'm joking. Sorry.
No, that's how we would read. So, there's a couple others, all my old heads that I'd like you just to be aware of. So, if you see these in context, if you see these in text from maybe your kids, your nephews, cool kids around the block, this is what it means. ASL, that used to be age sex location for us. As hell.
What?
Bro, and then I had to as go hell? On a little further. Like, what? As hell must mean something since we're abbreviating as hell.
Correct.
Cool as hell.
Oh.
Dope as hell.
As hell.
As hell.
As hell.
So they gone all the way from.
I don't want to be an old head anymore. I want to be cool as hell.
As hell. ASL. I'm going to let you guys try and guess this one. HG. What's HG stand for?
All go.
H.
Whole go.
Whole go. Oh.
Whole go.
Whole go.
It's whole go, man. What time you picking me up for the party? It's whole go.
Whole go.
Whole go? I never heard whole go in my
ASL,
life.
As hell. Bro, we're not that close. Far.
HG, my peoples. Homegirl. What up, my HG?
Homegirl sounds old. See, they're still using our energy.
They want to be us, huh? I might just go one more.
Go on. Geo, go on.
Nah. This one. MYB. You might see this one. MYB. What's
M-Y-B.
That?
MYB.
Yeah. And it's all one. Like it's MYB, one kind of word. But it's actually two words.
Me up. Tell me. Don't let me hurt my brain.
My bad.
I like that.
My bad. MYB. MYB. So put that in your notepads. Go back and listen to this, old heads, when you like, what are my kids talking about? Guys, I gave you some homework.
Yeah, screw what they doing. We can come
screw
up with
what
our own.
What we got? And I don't want you to actually say what it is. All right, so Mark, OG stands for Original Gangster, by the way. What you got over there?
Why WAGB?
I don't think you understood how you were supposed to like deliver that. Like, what's the letter?
Why WAGB?
Why WAGB? Why WAGB?
I love that it actually is easy to pronounce. That's going to take a
yeah. Why WAGB?
Why
WAGB?
A-G-B.
Oh, A-G-B.
Why WAGB?
You.
Rolls off the tongue beautifully.
I ain't got nothing.
Why WAGB?
Don't even tell us, Mark. Hold that. Mark,
why WAGB?
What you got?
I-C-B-I-D.
Ooh.
Why you
yeah,
say it like that?
Yeah, Jordan, you say it like that, too.
Because the kids need cadence for it to catch on. I-C-B-I-D.
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 I-C-B-I-D. I-C-B-I-D.
Okay, no, give us something. What's the first? What's the I stand for?
I.
Literally just that? Yeah. Okay, give us the C then too.
No, I can't.
We're going to work it out. Give us something, bro. Give us a little bit of leash.
Care.
I care.
B-I-D.
B-I-D.
All right, my one. You might need your phones for this one, people.
I see B-I-D.
It makes sense when you can see it, but honestly, what you're doing over there, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Why would get bad?
Okay, if I want to deliver it like Mark did, I who listen to Will I H.
Hey,
what?
Bro.
Work it out, baby.
What?
Work it out.
Yeah,
say it again.
Buddy.
I will just do Will I H.
That is annoying.
It's okay. I need mine just to have silence. I H I U. Stay with me. That's not part of it.
I'm REM sleep.
T H W Y L H.
Turn that music up.
Way
turn
too
that music
many.
Up right now.
Way too many. But if you can work that out.
That's not an acronym, bro. That's an alphabet. What you up to?
I'm making it quicker, bro.
I really want to say what mine is.
If you can work that out, then we can be friends. That's a friend test. If you work mine out on socials.
I'm hungry if you think hungry nah, was. Nah.
I'm hurt.
I've had. That's the first two. I've had.
I've had it. You.
Jordan, what's yours? Give us one.
I'll say what it is.
Yeah, say yours.
Yeah,
Mark,
okay, so
they're never going to know ours.
Here's mine. Okay, ICBID is perfect for me because I'm someone that's in a rush. I need to like watch my energy. People have sometimes messaged me things I don't care about. Mine's I care, but I don't.
Oh, I've had it up to here with you.
I care, but I don't. Like, that's me saying to my person, I care about you. What you're talking about, though, I don't. So let's move on.
ICBID.
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 I care, but I don't. That's going to just save so many arguments. You know what I mean?
I care, but I don't.
I care, but I don't.
Like, I want you to know, part of me cares.
ICBID.
But I don't like, care.
That can go. That can go, bro. That's got legs.
ICBID.
ICBID.
ICBID. I got to get it right.
Ichabod.
Okay, that's where you lost me. Good luck with me and Mark, though, family. Good luck.
I don't think people remember yours, bro.
We're going to be friends. Hey, there's a few of us going to be friends.
This is the morning shift.
Good evening and everything in between. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Brooke.
And this is True News.
For you!
And in your True News stories today, student stand down rates are on the rise as teachers take back their classrooms.
Yes!
The $500,000 stoat.
Huh?
And 100-day coalition plan is done. Prime Minister sets his new plan for the next 3 months. You know, I got.
This is going to be. It's going to be a goodie.
Let's jump straight to the 100-day coalition plan, right?
You'd lose your job normally, wouldn't you?
So, Prime Minister has laid out his priority for the next 3 months, fresh off completing the coalition's 100-day plan. And I've got all 36 bullet points to be achieved by the 30th of June. How many do you want to hear?
36.
10.
Your favorite three. Three that really stood out to you.
That would mean that I'd have to read them.
ICBID. See? See? I care, but I don't.
Okay, let's just do one. Establish a regional infrastructure fund.
I mean,
nah, just do another one.
Yeah, okay. What about this one? Respond to the independent review of Kāinga Ora's financial situation, procurement, and assessment management.
So the words there, like you can tick that box just by responding to it.
Exactly what I thought.
You don't have to do anything.
Absolutely what I thought when I looked through the 36 things. I was like, okay, how do you rate that it's done? How do you ever, anyways?
Oh, no, I responded.
Yeah, it's been done. There's a tick in the box. Let's go through some of the other stories. There's a rising concern. New Zealand's school stand down figures are on the rise. New Education Ministry data shows that 22,000 stand downs happened last year, up from 18,600 in 2022, and that is higher than pre-pandemic figures. It comes in after a report was leaked last week showing that classrooms' disruptive behaviour has worsened in the last 2 years. So people are getting worried now that kids, you know, now all of a sudden they're cracking the whip and kids just aren't, I guess, holding.
I don't know if that's a term you can use while you're talking about
it. Yeah, true. Well,
the whip used to be cracked.
Yeah, it used to be cracked, but now more and more kids are being stood down. Gentlemen, I don't know, what are your thoughts on that? Like, I guess that's natural, right? When one swings one way and then it swings back the other way. You know, you're not allowed to smack kids, but, you know.
I might be wearing my G-banger again, but I see both sides. I think schools need to feel empowered to create an environment where kids can learn, but obviously we've just come through COVID, that was extremely disruptive, and we did ask. It was a rough time for our rangatahi, and we asked them to come back. Then we said go away. Then also some kids in year levels probably feel like that part of their education was kind of thrown away, and they're in the mix now.
Oh, without doubt.
And younger students saw what happened to older students, and so there's probably like a lot of discourse there and what's happening. But I fundamentally believe that young people love boundaries, so long that it's fair, because it makes the environment fair. When you can say that there's a standard where this is what we're going to do,
mm-hmm.
you can feel a sense of safety. This is what we expect. You can feel a certain level of safety in a learning environment. However, I think it's just hard because schools have to make that really tough call now, and there's going to be some rangatahi that go to the wayside because of it. So I see both sides, but I do ultimately believe young people need boundaries and they actually do like them.
I like that. That was really well
said. I feel like you nailed
it. Yeah. And final story for today, the Department of Conversation.
I got this one.
Conversation.
Oh, did I say the wrong? Conservation?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
We're
the other doc. Has spent nearly $500,000, sorry, this makes me Google, on an operation to kill one stoat.
What's a stoat?
It's like a little weasel, like the New Zealand version of a weasel, like kind of long-bodied, fluffy-looking thing that eats all our kiwi eggs.
How much money?
Birds.
Just one?
Just one.
See, this is what pisses me.
So we're taking food away from our kids, but we're going to get that.
We're going to spend $500,000 on a stoat.
To be fair, in August 2022, so it was before this government came in, a male stoat was identified on Chalky Island in Fiordland, which has been predator-free since 1999. A select committee document show from the time the animal was detected to its capture 8 months later, Doc spent $483,260 trying to get this little stoat off the island. These include costs such as incident management team costs, staff time, conservation dog handlers, helicopters, and boat expenses. This little stoat was on the run. And it ended up costing us $483,260.
He would have been stoked.
Sorry.
They couldn't catch him, eh?
Yes.
Just rack up that money, baby. Rack it up. You ain't getting me.
The government agency also spent just over $210,000 on ensuring the island was pet-free by installing surveillance systems and doing biosecurity planning.
Do you reckon they gave him a good honu haru in hiding when they caught it?
It's definitely
gave him
brother.
A good if in hiding.
Yeah.
This thing needs a theme song.
Oh,
he would have got the backhand of doom, eh, that stoke.
Damn little stoke.
I don't know where this island is, but I bet good money it's in the South Island.
It is. In Fiordland.
I knew it.
We're probably missing something, right? So if they didn't catch it, there would have been huge environmental costs.
It would have been horrendous to the island.
That's
we get it, but man, that little wee That little wee beggar.
You can't touch this.
Half a mil, man. No, trying to catch a rat, basically. But yeah, that's your true news for today.
That's right. I'm Jordan.
I love this one. Oh, and I'm Brooke.
And that was true news
for you.
This is the morning shift.
But my life is good.
The Men's Den. Thanks to Spates Summit Ultra.
Time to throw the car into neutral. Jump onto the leather couches and join us on the Men's Den. Thanks to the team at Spates Summit Ultra.
Love you guys, Spates.
We get to slow it down a little bit and have a chat. And I wanted to quickly start this off by thanking Abby for sending in a message to us. This is in response to last week's conversation that I brought. And Abby is talking about the idea that sometimes what works for you doesn't necessarily work for somebody else. So let me read the message, and thank you, Abby, again. Hi, guys. Just wanted to say I love you. Love you across all social medias. I may not be an OG, but I first came across you guys from your funny TikTok videos to then discover your amazing funny podcast. I was driving home today in the long weekend Easter traffic and put on an episode 245. It's our birthday. What really resonated with me in this podcast and literally brought me to tears was when Matua Mark went into the story about what works for you might not necessarily work for everyone else. Boom. When I tell you, that resonated with me and my relationship. So I am currently in a happy, healthy relationship of over 2 years, and I can't really fault him. He teaches me kindness, patience, and generosity every day.
Come on.
And I am so lucky to have him. However, the way we were brought up and our outlooks on life are honestly so different. Sometimes I can get so angry and fixated on his outlook and his opinions and how he wants to do things to the point where I almost walked out twice. But hey, again, what works for you may not necessarily work for everyone else, and everyone's journey is different. Everyone has seen the world differently, and in the last 2 years, he's taught me a different outlook on things, and I know I've done the same to him. And in the end of the day, we're such an amazing team, and I am upset that I spent so long being angry and fixated on why he doesn't agree with me or why he wants to do things differently. Honestly, I feel like I was just like... I was just like in a consoling session when I was listening to this podcast. So next time this happens, because I know it, I'm going to be calm and think back to that phase. What works for you may not work for everyone else.
Love that. That was beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And I think, like, if you're going to work for it, if you're going to fight for it, if you're really going to fight for it and you love it, how lucky.
Yeah.
Like, how lucky you get to learn what the other side was like. You get to battle through those times of the unknowing and then learning to understand and then loving that person just a little bit more for who they are and what they can provide. And I understand, like, we come from different walks of life. But if it's worth the fight, how lucky?
I always feel like, you know, often we always talk about, like, the idea of what we didn't have growing up. And it's always as it pertains to often financial or even relational. And we know that, but sometimes what we don't talk about enough is, like, sometimes we can be impoverished in our ideas. And it's so powerful when you watch someone see a new idea and it's, like, life-changing for them. It's, like, game-changing. Just that, like, ability to kind of go, why, like, in this situation, for example, it makes sense for someone to go, why do you think like that? Until, like, let's say you go a little bit deeper and let's say that person thinks like that because there was an absent parent. Mm. And so let's say that, like, say in a relationship, the guy doesn't feel like he can talk much. And then you realize, like, oh, were you never given an opportunity to talk, like, growing up?
Understanding.
Like, would you, like, once you, like, break through a little bit and get to that, then you start having empathy for, like, I didn't have a childhood like that. Mm. I can't even imagine not feeling like I had a voice. So when we... is that why you avoid conflict? Because deep down you never really feel like what you have to say is going to be heard. And then you get to, like, that in the relationship.
And,
like,
those are fundamental breakthroughs.
But, like, yeah, 100%. And, like, I just love the idea of, and I hopefully in this podcast, that's what we can try and put out there more, not just from us, but from other people of opinions that we like access to different thinking and new ideas. Is, like, such a game changer for people, and that's what that's what I always enjoy hearing about those stories, because it's never really the argument.
No.
You know what I mean? And if you can get to that in relationships, oh man, makes me, it's probably my happiest that I get for people when they have those kind of
that's
breakthroughs.
That's true, though, right there.
So awesome.
My take on it is, I think we're so focused on what's wrong with ourselves or our partners, instead of focusing on just how beautiful and amazing that collision of two different upbringings can be and what it looks like. Do you know what I mean? Like, too often I'm like, oh man, I want them to think this way, or I don't understand why they're that way inclined. If you just stop thinking that way and start looking at, yeah, but look at the strength of two completely different points of view coming together and working out that problem and both feeling fulfilled by it.
100%.
And you can get there as well. Like, it's just, that's amazing. Because nothing better than seeing the world from somebody else's eyes.
100%.
That you love.
Mm.
I grew up a pastor's kid, and my parents helped a lot of young people in our living room till late at night when I was sent to bed early because they were coming over to get help, which I'm not stubborn about. Nah, so I used to actually, like, this is probably admitting something bad, but I used to listen sometimes. And what I love that in the sense of, like, I had access really young to my parents trying to help people. And what I fundamentally understood by the time I got older was a question you should be trying to break and get to in relationships is, before you got to me, how did you get here?
Hmm.
You know, like, this person that I met and that I like, I've got to get to know that person. And then you get to know that person. But the deeper question is like, well, how did you get here? What are the experiences surrounding you before you got to me? And if I can, and if people in relationships can get to that, like, healing can take place, I guess. And I heard a lot of conversations. Because I was interested in people.
Yeah.
I was interested in ideas, and like, they'd be having breakthrough and I was having breakthrough the next door. And you know, it was, you know what it was?
Yes, Roger.
It was often, my mom's going to kill me. No, she's not. But like, it was often the guy going, you know what? Okay, here's what it is. And like, you know, so I think that's a really good question to explore in relationships too, is how did you get here?
Oh, we're going to put that on a t-shirt.
How did you get here? And I want to hear about it. And I want to listen. And I want to understand that. And hopefully that can inform me for what we're doing.
But you also have to be a point to even ask that question.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Like, it's, I think we all think we're empathetic until you miss the chance to be empathetic with the person that you love the most. And then you, like, I guess the engine starts moving, right? You start thinking in your head, the wheels start to turn. And what did I do? Where did I get that wrong? But it takes being in that moment to be empathetic for the person that you love the
100%.
Most. To go, how did you end up here? Not, I've got a point to make. My point's louder than yours. I need to yell at you for the next 20 minutes to make sure that my point gets heard. It's, there's levels to it. And that's why I think, like, when you talk about the love you have and the way you talk with you and your partner, I give you a hard time, but I know it. Like, you guys, you're, I don't want to say people have surface level love, but if you can see people who love their person and talk to their person and go to places with their person that they wouldn't really normally do what you do, I think it's a beautiful thing.
But that's why I talk about it.
But it's hard to get to that point.
And this is why I'm coming back to, I had the luckiest upbringing because I had access to ideas. I wasn't always allowed to go to the shop and buy the latest Nikes, but I had a wealth of knowledge and access to ideas. And that's like the relationship that I'm trying to build now is only a direct result of that. So, and I've said it before on the podcast, and I kind of love saying it as a reinforcing point. Sometimes, you know, I say this stuff, but it's not me. Like, I was like so lucky to have access to those ideas. And sometimes I have deep empathy for other people because I go, man, I've had so much access to stuff, and I can see that they haven't had access, but like, it's still, yeah, I suppose
that's the gift point. I reckon
I don't want us to be those guys that just chuck out good stuff, bro, and like make people think like, oh, cool, bro, you had another cool thing to say. I'm so aware, you know, of the privilege that I had. And so what I get, that's why I get so excited when people have new ideas. Because I'm like, yes, that's it. That's what it is. And I get excited about it, and I get energy about it because I know how powerful it is. Because I was a little boy listening to my parents' conversations with other people, and I like heard their aha moments, you know, and like I think it's so awesome.
It is a beautiful thing when the aha moments are such a beautiful thing, but I do think it's important that you do keep talking and not feel like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I know what you're saying. Like, you don't want to just be one of those people who just say an idea and then that's 100%, it.
Bro.
But the more you get to let everybody else in on those conversations, those tools, those ideas, the easier it is for people to start
letting. And I'm on the other side. Mm. Like, I didn't grow up around that. And yeah. I actually think you're the minority.
Mm.
Having the
definitely, bro. Definitely.
The access to these type of things. And what I think people on our side who know that they love this person long for the most is accessing that but having no idea how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be the first person to put my hand up and go, how do I get there? How do I do that?
Yeah, and I don't want people to listen to us and go back to their partner or like, they said it, like, why can't you think that? You know what I mean? Like, that's not what I want. Like, the overarching question there to even start there is that, babe, how did you get here? How did you get here? And it's okay to tell me. All the parts that make up who you are.
Mm. Question, do we have to say babe?
No, you can say baby girl.
Oof.
Or baby boy. Shush.
Oh, men's den. It's always a little ride, eh? It's always a little ride.
I love that message that came through, though.
Love you. And love you, Spates. Ultra. Number one beer. Number one podcast. Shush.
This is The Morning Shift.
We duck and we weave here on The Morning Shift. Duck and weave.
Oh, you're still going to get me. Weave. Nah, bob that one.
Sus Sorted Shifting is a podcast designed for us all to learn.
What a name.
Together. About those financial literacy topics that go over our head.
Don't let them go over.
Mm-mm. We want to learn and hope you learn something as part of this journey. Sorted.org.nz jumped on at the opportunity to help, as they are an independent website full of different tools to help our journey. Free to use with no agenda to sell anything. Just basically there to help. Now, our second podcast in the series is now available. It's all around investments and KiwiSaver. Tom Hartman joined us in the studio. He's from the Sorted team to talk about things like the difference between savings and investing.
Wealth and knowledge.
What he said was, the way to get past inflation is to understand investments.
Yeah?
I heard that.
He also talked about the KiwiSaver quite heavily too, about like, it's almost a cheat code, right? Because all of a sudden your employer's paying into it and the government are paying into it. Like, not very many investments out there in the world that allow you to start winning from the very first moment.
I learned some stuff. I didn't even know the government don't own the KiwiSaver.
There's levels to investing, but it's a cheat code if you don't really know where to start.
Yeah, yeah. And we all learnt holding each other's hands going through it. Now, here's a little bit of a clip, just a bit of a teaser. But if you want the full TMS Sussed, Sorted, Shifted podcast, you can go download it now and head to sorted.org.nz for all the budgeting tools mentioned.
When we think about the word investments, how would you describe investments to like my 4-year-old, you know, like in layman's kind of terms, you know, without getting too technical too fast?
Yeah, so what I like to do is just like ask them, well, what's money for? Right. And you're probably going to get, you know, an answer like, well, money is for spending. It's for buying lollies.
Yes.
OK, so all that's true. But money is also for growing. And what I mean by that is over time, there should be one part of your finances that's always growing and growing towards your future. And that's not because we want to get greedy and rich or anything like that. That's because our needs over time, they increase over time. Mm. As your life will go forward, I can say for like everybody in this room that over time your needs are going to increase, no matter 100%. What you do over time until that moment where you want to step away from working, right? In retirement, exactly. But that's an advantage actually having a lot of time ahead. So money for growing, right? And when I with the kids, it's an interesting thing when you teach them about, you know, actually you can use the jar method. I like, but a lot of people talk about 3 jars, one for spending, one for saving, and one for giving. But actually we like 4 jars. There should be one for growing too, right? So the spending one, you know, is for lollies and stuff right now that they're doing.
All vegetables. All vegetables.
yeah, whatever, you know, they need or want, right? And giving anytime, anything they're spending on other people, you know, it can be birthday presents or kohai. It can be all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Saving, anything they're working towards, you know, like my son was saving for a skateboard, you know, or something like that. But that growing part, that part is sort of like an entrepreneurial, an investment fund, that thing should never go down. That should be growing your whole life.
It's interesting you said that, because I would have thought that the growing was the savings jar, but there is a distinct difference between what we're about to talk about. What are the difference between, because I know a lot of people probably think like me, like, well, wouldn't the growing one be the savings account? And what's the difference between the growing jar and the savings?
Yeah, so here's the deal. Let's talk about it. Investing as a word is really cool, because what it means, it comes from the Latin to put on clothing. It's like putting something on.
Wow. So you're investing in yourself.
Exactly. You're taking it on yourself. But let's talk about the difference between saving and investing, because they are not the same thing. Mm-hmm. And people like mix them together with their language. All the time. Okay, so here's how it goes. Saving is just setting aside money for the future. You're not spending it now. You're just setting it aside. Investing is going shopping. Investing is going out and buying stuff. But if you think about most of the things we buy, they lose value right away, right? Sneakers, any of that stuff. If you try to resell them immediately afterwards, or if after you owned it even for just a month, you can't get as much money for it because it's not new anymore, right? It's losing value over time.
Is that depreciating word? Is that where that comes in?
It's, yeah, cars do that incredibly. Like, you can drive something off of a new car lot, and it's like lost 40% in value just after you started driving it, right? If you tried to sell that again.
So that's a depreciation asset.
So it's a value loser. It's losing value over time. But not everything is like that. And investing is about buying things called assets that have the potential to grow over time. Now, we can't always guarantee that they're going to grow, but there's a couple reasons why they do end up growing over time. So one is shares, for example, which is a part of a company. Mm-hmm. A company, and you guys have started a company here, is growing over time in value, how much revenue it's bringing in, how much. And so that means when you buy a share, actually, it can go up in value, either because people are willing to pay more for it down the line or because it's spinning off profits and you're sharing in those profits. That's what businesses do, right? So it's a value gainer. It's gaining value over time. And so that's what investments is actually about buying things that increase in value instead of going down in value.
I'm gonna be rich.
Don't tell me we don't try help you with the tools.
Very helpful.
Love Sorted.
I hope
they're amazing. Guys, that's the show.
Damn. Let's stay around now. Let's go. Let's keep going. Why do they have to be the show, man? Let's keep going.
I know.
I got nothing left.
ICBID? No? Okay, but I don't. Hey, as we always say, Fano, we love you. Let's check on your people. See you tomorrow.
Love ya.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Okay.
I'm like the burger.
Let's get it.
The team at Chemist Warehouse are proud sponsors of The Morning Shift. And would also like you guys to know that you can head along there to chemistwarehouse.co.nz to shop on New Zealand's number one online pharmacy. Free shipping for anything over $50.